Dictation for Michael Ball, B-A-L-L, October 2662. We're going to address this as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, consultation for Mr. Ball with chronic kidney disease, question acute component, comes accompanied with wife. He has a history of left-sided hydronephrosis back in 2021. Has followed at that time with Dr. Miraka, M-I-R-A-K-A, Midland, as well as Dr. Paul, K-A-U-L, from Saginaw, prior stenting, left ureter, prior sepsis, from pyelonephritis, in the recent past, within the last month and a half, chest pain, requiring cardiac cath, stenting successful of the ramus intermedius. He has prior two stents. He has a gastric sleeve bariatric surgery in 2011 with weight loss from 380s down to 270s. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no severe, has chronic diarrhea, etiology unknown, 2-3 bowel movements a day, no bleeding. Denies recent urinary tract infection, no change on urine volume, denies gross nocturia or incontinence, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, does have a pacemaker, he has congestive heart failure, diastolic type, appropriately treated and followed with Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms, no syncope, no gross orthopnea or PND. Next paragraph, the past medical history for coronary artery disease with prior heart attacks. Initially two stents back in 2016, a new one because of unstable angina a month and a half ago. Diastolic type congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Remote history of the vein thrombosis at the time of left-sided knee scope. No pulmonary emboli, no TIAs or stroke, does have sleep apnea on treatment, prior gout, is not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, anemia, or liver disease. There has been a prior calcification kidney stone. However, at the time of cystoscopy, no stone was isolated. He did have atrial fibrillation and tachybrady syndrome requiring a pacemaker. Prior left-sided shoulder dislocation in two opportunities. Left shoulder fracture without surgery. Prior chemical exposure with severe pneumonitis requiring steroids. He denies diabetes. Next paragraph, surgeries has included, other medical diagnosis for hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease, prior iodine thyroid ablation, prior head injury concussions, hyperlipidemia, migraines. Next paragraph, surgeries as indicated above, bariatric, heart, tonsils, adenoids, cataracts, two scopes, three scopes on the left, one scope on the right. The cystoscopy retrograde and ureteral stent. Next paragraph, review system for chronic back pain, spinal stenosis. Next paragraph, medication list review. Include aspirin, Plavix, Eliquis, Pepcid, Ranexa, Norvasc only if blood pressure more than 150. On Eliquis, ACE inhibitors, Benazepril, Lasix, Sotalol, Allopurinol, Lipitor, Nurantin, thyroid replacement, as needed, antiviral, valacyclovir, V as in Victor, A-L-T-Y-C-L-O-V-I-R, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 269, 69 each installed, blood pressure 132, 90 on the right, 120, 80 on the left. Alert orient time 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no neck masses, no carotid bruise, JBD, lungs are clear, pacemaker device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor discomfort on the left costo chondral area, none on the right, no major edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From June, negative antinuclear antibody, negative monoclonal protein, creatinine 1.31, in the past 1.27, 1.28, 1.46, 1.48, a year ago 1.1, 2 years ago 1 to 1.2. C-reactive protein not elevated, vitamin D 25 at 31, normal levels of B12 and B6, normal sedimentation rate and negative rheumatoid factor, heavy metals not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 12.5, I review the recent cardiac cath, May 10, 2024. Review the recent discharge summary. I want to highlight the echo, ejection fraction 66%. There is moderate left ventricular hypertrophy, right ventricle mildly dilated, normal systolic function, aortic moderate regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. I also review the prior CT scan, urogram, nuclear medicine, RhinoGram with LASIX and prior cystoscopy, ultrasounds, all related to 2021 at the time of obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progression, associated to left-sided hydronephrosis, etiology unknown. Prior cystoscopy, no malignancy or stones. I do not have records from urology, Dr. Kaul, K-A-U-L, as they were talking about potential surgical intervention to correct the stenosis. He has minor symptoms of discomfort on the left side. I'm going to do a kidney ultrasound today or tomorrow. I do not have a recent urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood, protein, or cells. There has been a recent exposure to IV contrast at the time of cardiac cath, but I don't see changes related to that. The creatinine was already rising before. He has no symptoms of urinary, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. He's being chronically on ACE inhibitors, diuretics, among other medications. I don't see any rash for potential interstitial nephritis, and prior CBC has not shown elevated eosinophils. Blood pressure in the office appears to be fairly well controlled, considering this is the first visit. Other medical issues, as indicated above, further advice with results of the kidney ultrasound on the next 24-48 hours. All questions answered. End of dictation.